encouraging every step. You're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and today I'm doing our Community Matters interview with Pastor Deb Winters. She is the pastor of Transformation Community Church in Huntington, West Virginia. And Pastor Deb, I know that your church has a program that a lot of churches do share, a program called Celebrate Recovery. For those who maybe don't know what Celebrate Recovery is or how it works, could you give us a little bit of background information about that and tell us, how did your church decide that this was the right ministry for you?
Celebrate Recovery is a program that was started 30 years ago and is actually in churches, in 35,000 churches around the world. Right now, it is a Christ-based 12-step program for recovery that is based on the very similar steps of AA, 12 steps, but the Celebrate Recovery steps come directly out of the Beatitudes in Matthew, and we decided that we needed to do something to be a part of transforming our neighborhood and our community. And we have found that whether it is a substance use disorder or some other baggage that we are bringing along, whether whatever is keeping us away from Jesus, that at the end of the day, it's a sin issue for all of us that is keeping us away from Jesus. And very often, the abuse or the whatever the addiction is, whether that's to sugar or to food or to alcohol or to love or pornography, all of those addictions boil down to very often a trauma, but also a sin issue. And we need to deal with that issue, not the symptom. Celebrate Recovery does that.
Yes, and I like how, as you were describing that, this is not just something that's only meant for people who have a drug abuse problem or an alcohol problem. Am I getting that right?
Absolutely not. We have people who are dealing with grief. We have people who are dealing with codependency. We have people who are dealing with depression. We certainly have people that have some form of sex addiction, whether that's pornography or relationship or love addiction. There's just so much more. And as humans in a fallen world, we seem to find all kinds of ways to try to fill the God-sized hole in our heart with something besides God. It is important that people understand that it is not just for substance use or alcohol, that this is a discipleship program at its very core level, and all of us have a need to be closer to Jesus. And that ability to be able to share what's going on in your heart and in your mind with other folks who understand makes a huge difference. And so don't let the name scare you.
Amen. Pastor Deb, obviously the last year has presented some challenges for getting people together. Are you guys meeting in person? How are you doing?
We are meeting in person, yes. During the last year, we stopped for a little while, but we have not been able to put together a Zoom Celebrate Recovery. The challenge with that, and this kind of comes out of Celebrate Recovery, but when you get away from being in person and you do Zoom or something like that, you lose some control of confidentiality. And we are very aware that things that get talked about and people's private conversations need to stay private. And so with Zoom, there's not a way to be sure that there isn't someone else in the background who can hear the conversation of other folks. So we have kept it to being in person. We are not serving dinner. just because of the setup that we have and the regulations, and just to make sure everybody stays safe, obviously, socially distant. But we are meeting in person. We have a large group session that meets first, and that is men and women together. And then we break into small groups, and those are gender-specific.
Okay, so when someone first shows up for one of these meetings, can you tell me a little bit about what they should expect?
Well, we like to congratulate them when they come through the door for the first time, because getting to the location at Plaza Madison, getting out of your car and walking through the door is, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the most difficult thing to do. And so once you've made that choice and you've come in, you will be welcomed. You are, there are people that are there to greet you, talk to you, answer questions. We have all age groups, if you will, as well as men and women. And so you can be as talkative or as quiet as you want and just listen. If that's what you need the first time, just listen. We have some leaders that are incredibly sensitive and willing to follow up, meet you for a cup of coffee, do those kinds of things, and allow you to ask questions to just break into the group.
Okay, great. So if there are people listening, maybe particularly in the Huntington area, who say, hey, I really need something like this in my life, how can they find out more or how can they get plugged into your Celebrate Recovery program?
They could get onto our Facebook page, and that is Transformation Community Church. And it is pretty easy to find. I think we have a lot of people that jump on there. And they could also give us a call at 304-529-4757.
Okay, that number once again, 304-529-4757, if you'd like to call Transformation Community Church in Huntington, West Virginia, to find out more about their Celebrate Recovery program. Now, Pastor Deb, I understand this is not the only way that your church is reaching out and trying to help people have transformation in their lives in your community in the name of Jesus. I know, for instance, you guys also have a women's conference coming up the first weekend of March. Can you tell us a little bit about that, please?
I would love to tell you a little bit about that, too. We are hosting the IF Gathering, the IF IF Gathering, and it is a women's conference. It is Friday evening and most of the day on Saturday, 8 to 4 on Saturday. It is it's put together by Jenny Allen and a multitude of people who are speaking. There'll be worship, there'll be food, there'll be breakout sessions, and it is that what she's speaking about this year is the fact that even if God doesn't answer just the way you think he should or just in the time frame that you think he should, he is still God and he is still worthy of our awe and our love and our worship. And so this is a great time, a safe time for women who have been in the house for maybe too long and just need to have a time together with some other women and be able to gather. The cost is $25, and that includes food and breakfast and lunch and goodie bags and all the stuff. And you can get all that information on our Facebook page as well.
Excellent. So if you'd like to learn more or to register for this women's conference, or if you would like to find out more about the Celebrate Recovery program that we've been talking about, you can find information about both of these by reaching out to the church at Transformation Community Church. You can find them on Facebook. You can also give them a call. Their number is 304-529-4757. 57. I want to say thank you so much to Pastor Deb Winters for being our special guest today on our Community Matters interview. If you are part of a church or an organization that's doing something to help bless our community, I would love to hear from you as well. Send me an email at communitymatters@walkfm.org. And who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you. For now, you're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.